expected if, you know, things go through. And, you know, it's not my department, but, you know, it will affect people that I know. And, you know, and they're just, you know, he's a real, he's very good at, what is the word, schmoozing.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I hope if anyone, if he ever hears this, that he knows that it's a compliment. But he, you know, he's very, you know, he's always benefiting us by talking to the mayor and being close to the mayor's office, and advocating. You know, he's really a good advocate for us. Mm. And that's just so important right now. I mean, it's always important, but right now it's just so, so important because, you know, libraries are one of the things that are not liked by the current administration.
No, libraries, they're one of the things I consider an equalizer. They bring us all together. They're used by everyone on an equal footing, and they really matter. So there's lots. We call it future tripping. Sometimes here we start to talk about what if we have to do this project and this project and this project all at the same time, and then we have to do this and that, and it's like our minds can think up, you know, scenarios that sometimes are far worse than what could actually happen. So we just need to pretty much take things one step at a time.
Yeah, and people here are very, you know, I mean, the word resilient, I think, is overused sometimes, but there's so much in this area. I mean, you know, there are full concerts that are just canceling themselves because of what he did with the Kennedy Center.
Right.
Like, sold-out concerts. And they're like, I'm sorry, I'm not, you know, performing my sold-out concert anymore.
Yeah, and you're immersed in that. It's very hard when you live in the area to escape any of that.
But people are just, like, on, you know, on Threads or on Twitter. Well, mostly Threads. I mean, you know, it's so interesting where, you know, where the pockets of, you know, social media have moved to now. But, you know, well, you know, if you don't want to give money to the Kennedy Center, here are a million other places you can give money to. You know, because this area is so rich.
Yes. Well, one step at a time. And
yes,
I am. Yes, I'm glad we didn't. We should give you. Make sure you get your charge too. I almost forgot.
I'm meeting today with a young woman who is part of we're called the Joy Menace Society. Mm. And there's a young woman on Instagram and all the other socials who calls herself Bad Cross Stitch. And she's sort of, you know, got us all organized, you know, and she wrote a book called something like Let's Move the Needle, which is all about craftism, which is like activism using craft. And she's like, it has to be published before the election because Trump's going to win. And she has us all, you know, like introducing ourselves to each other. And she's like, if you have someone local, go meet them. And so I'm meeting this young woman for coffee today. So,
well, how nice. And you've never met this person face to face before?
No, no. Yeah.
We have a woman here in Pittsburgh, actually, somebody who I know her and her husband, Suzanne Volp, who is a scarf bomber. She and a bunch of other people knit scarves, and they leave them all throughout the city in places where people can find them if they need a scarf. Fun. And she's been doing this for years and years and years. And I think she's gotten some national attention occasionally, but it's fun to watch what she does. So
that's very cool.
A charge to
you? Like, that's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to keep people connected too. Thanks, Susie. Hope it is a good day. I can't believe we're at the top of the hour already. Things are going quickly. Lois in Gibsonia came up with the correct answer, too. And I've got a whole bunch of other people to acknowledge. Mike and Mars, and also Mark came up with the correct answer. And Irwin, Mark remembers his photo on an album that he and his family had in the 60s. Nat King Cole, that is. Marge in Whitehall. Good morning, Marge. She has the right answer. John and Carrick got it. Bruce and Ingram is awake. Patrick and got it. Patrick in South Park got the correct answer. A correct answer also from Stu and McCandless. I'll check his birth year. Stu thinks the birth year might have been wrong. I thought I double-checked that, but I'll take a look. Tommy in Virginia got it and mentioned the duet of Natalie Cole and Dad Nat King Cole was unforgettable. A correct answer also from Tom in McCandless and Bob in Freedom. Barb in Oakmont, good morning, Barb. And John in Economy Borough. Kathy in Tyonesta. Mark in Slippery Rock. And also Rich in Freeport. All coming up. Whew. With Nat King Cole. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Here we are together, and we're in the mood to swing. First, I'd like to tell you about the rhythm that we bring. Now on my right flank is a guy who plays a mad guitar. And when he takes a solo flight, he shoots up to a star. Now on my left flank is a boy who plays a mighty bass. And when he takes a solo jack, his rhythm rocks the place. Tell the people what we think is really tops. Now in this corner sits a guy who plays a garba keys. Just hold on, relax yourself, and listen if you please. Thank you, gents. You knock me out, your praise of me is high. Now come on, let's combine this jive and let the rhythm fly. Our specialty, we always try to please. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. Hear this rockin' rhapsody, your head caps ABCs. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. If you're out for mellow evening, we will be around. I want some robin, knock, not stop it, bust your cog and lay it down. Dig this solid 2D groove and swing it out with ease. A bass, a guitar, and the man on the little white keys. Leaping with the breeze. A bass, and the man on the little white tee.
There you've got Nat King Cole, the answer to our history riddle from last hour. I do not have a year on that. I would imagine the 1940s. I looked pretty hard for a year. And as Stu pointed out, most sources show his birthday is March 17th, 1919. Today is the 60th anniversary of his passing, February 15th, 1965.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIALAudio.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
So nice to have you playing along this morning. I hope you'll get ready to play our Brigade Charade that's coming up. It's a busy morning. I also hope you'll feel comfortable calling, texting, connecting in any way you choose to. Our puzzles are on Facebook. We'll get your participation there live as well. I see that Cal playing along on Facebook was able to come up with our history riddle this morning. And it looks like Susan also came up with the correct answer in Nat King Cole. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time now for this morning's Brigade Charade Puzzle. This week, we are looking for a two-syllable word. A two-syllable word. The clue is sincere. I mean, it is the word sincere, and it's also sincerely given to you. The clue is it's sincere. And syllable one, we're looking for a two-syllable word. Syllable one, able to complete. Syllable two, completed. Completed. Again, we're looking for a two-syllable word. The clue is sincere. Syllable one, able to complete. Syllable two, completed.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Eric Brace and Tom Jots now here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Came in with the threshing crew on a train from east to west. Did the job and moved along without a day of rest. But now we've hit the Rockies and all the wheat is in. My thoughts are moving north to south. I've seen the red-winged blackbird and the meadowlark in flight in the skies above Alberta, a sad and lovely sight. Can't blame a bird for going heading south on feathered wings. I'll follow where they lead me and listen when they sing. When the frost is on the south side, that's all you need to know.
holds her hand, she holds his too. Walking the sidewalk just like me and you. Her hair is gray, his are few. For so many years they've seen a promise through. They take their time with forever on their side, and I hope we will be just like them. Just like them. They say hello, and we say hi. Suddenly, an hour's gone by. She was a nurse, he fought in the war, telling us about the way life was before. In times less crazed, but how some things never change. And I hope we will be just like them. Just like them. Just like them. Bragging about the kids, and just like him. Taking care when she got sick, and just like when he lost his job and she helped out. Just like them. Ain't that what love is all about? To miss our favorite TV show. And as they walk away, I can hear him say, do you remember when we used to be just like that? Just like them. Just like them.
One of the country's great contemporary songwriters, Arlen Bennett. Just Like Them, the name of the song. And you also heard Eric Brace along with Tom Jobs and Frost on the South Side. Thanks for being with Ricky and me today. Program note, we will be gone next week. The Saturday Light Brigade will still be here. We have a classic past episode. We have around 2,000 past episodes. Chad has selected one that I think goes back 10 years or so, and that will air next week everywhere except WRCT, where we are preempted. Their annual massive music weekend occurs, where they have blocks featuring interesting artists half an hour at a time, deep into their catalog. If you usually listen at WRCT, next week would be a good week to try one of our other stations or to try listening online, slbradio.org/radio lists all of our affiliates and all of the ways you can listen online. If you usually listen another way, we'll be there. And regardless, we'll be back on March 1st, refreshed from a trip away, one of the first trips away we've taken in a while. Let's see, we have Tom in McCandless and then Tommy in Virginia. We're going to start with Tom. Good morning.
Oh, this is Alan Funt.
Smile. Alan
You're
Funt. Yes, indeed. Candid camera. Excellent working of the word. Candid camera was way ahead of its time. You know, prescient of the YouTube era where people like to post fail videos or videos of tricks they've played on people. You know, Alan Funt and his son kept that going for a long time.
You know, I heard somewhere that candid camera existed even before television. But I can't remember where I heard that. Like, the only thing I can think of is maybe they made films, and you know, like when you went to the movie at one time, they would have shorts just before the main feature.
Yeah,
so I was wondering
maybe
if candid camera was, you know, one of those shorts.
You had me wondering if there might have been a radio version of that.
Well, I heard of that. That came through my mind too, because I somehow I heard about that, but I couldn't figure out how would you have a candid camera before they're on radio. But well, you call it candid radio.
It was called candid microphone. I just looked it up. It aired from 1947 to 1948, and again in 1950. Hosted by Alan Funt. And there are a few that are available online to download and listen to. And I could see certainly how you could pull that off.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, you said that candid means sincere. But then in a sense, candid camera is not sincere because it's pulling a fast one on you, so to speak.
You're right. They just were looking for the alliterative appeal, I think, of candid camera. It needed a better name, like lascivious lens or something like that.
And then I was thinking, well, the cameras were so big back then that would be much more difficult to hide the camera.
Yeah. I think they usually put it behind a wall or something. I'm looking at some of the subjects on the candid microphone shows. This one is called Exploding Cigarettes. Collecting for Ossifene, which must have been collecting money for something. Maybe that didn't exist. School graduation rehearsal. And restaurants with no money. So that's the premise. We're running a restaurant and there's no money. So far, Exploding Cigarettes seems like their ratings winner.
Well, I'm trying to think about the graduation one. Do you dress in a cap and gown and you're not from the high school or something and you walk in line and then it upsets the order, you know, like the last person who's up on the stage they don't have a name for or something.
Yeah, it these look, I may have to, I'll post this link on our Facebook page. It makes me curious what these sound like. But you got it. Our puzzle, if with sincere being the clue, the first syllable able to compete or to complete is can, and completed
right.
is did, and you put them
right.
together to get can did. So well done.
Or I remember that woman or from World War II, it says can do.
Yes.
On that poster.
Yes. Yeah, can do or we can do it.
Right.
Thanks, Tom. Good to talk to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And here comes Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me? Are you there?
I can.
Yes, hello. How
yes,
are you?
Talking about 1,000 other people. Yes. I asked Ricky when I first called. I said, picking up on what Tom just said,
mm-hmm.
Is the past tense of can do, can did?
No, but it should be. It should be. That's making me think.
Another definition.
There must be some other words that are like that. I guess Katie do. The past tense of Katie do is Katie did.
Katie did. Yeah. Katie didn't.
They're more like that.
Yeah. By the way, I sent a answer to the pop quiz last night via email.
I did see that.
You didn't get.
Oh, maybe I didn't. I said
I have a habit that is to haunt the hoist at B&J Motors, hoping that a thief will not pull a heist while I'm there.
Yes, I did get that. My apologies. Okay. I see it right here. I have
a habit
that is to haunt the hoist. It's very good, though. I have a habit that is to haunt the hoist at B&J Motors, hoping that the thieves don't pull off a heist there. That's one I wanted. It's funny, I put that one aside, and somehow I put it too far aside.
There are so many, many, many. And, you know, by the way, I want to say a little ahead of time, congratulations on 47 years.
Oh, thank you.
Next month.
Next month. Boy, you've got a good memory. That's a long time, but we're still having fun. I'm still having fun. Nobody's knocked on the door and said, you know, maybe it's time to maybe it's time to stop.
Well, you know, I looked you up on Wikipedia, and it says that you're one of the longest running, continuous running radio programs on the air.
Wow.
Which is way cool. It's just good stuff.
There's a lot of...
I'm trying to think of other radio programs that I have heard that have been on and off and on and off. And NPR has quite a few, but I used to like to listen to Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, every Saturday morning, but that was fun. But they didn't last, of course.
Well, they lasted.
And Bob got Alzheimer's. Bob got Alzheimer's, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, they had a great run. They were a lot of fun.
That's great. Sure.
Well,
and so is FLB. It's more fun.
Well, thank you. I that means a lot to me. Thanks, Tom. And
my pleasure.
We will talk to you soon, Tom.
And by the way, I also requested if you can play anything by Tracy Newman. It'd be wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm looking right now. We do have a few other songs by her. Not that the Waffle song would be bad to play again, but I see we've got a few other tunes by her, and we'll try to reach out to get some more too.
We'd love to hear it.
Thanks. Take care.
Have a good day, Larry.
You too. That is Tom, who's got me blushing. Tommy in Virginia. Mike mentions and admires that Candid in Candid Camera's name might have referred to the people because you would be catching people in the act of being themselves. That was part of the tagline. You're taking candid photographs, or in the case of the predecessor, making candid recordings. John in Carrick knew Candid. John in Economy Borough said it's either well done or candid. Most likely it's candid, he writes. Kathy got candid. And that's the answer that we were looking for. Can did, the word meaning sincere. And the clue, able to complete, is can. Completed is did. And the Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you came up with Candide, our brigade charade is coming up next, giving you a chance to earn a charge from the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Asylum, right, Street Spankers, down by the riverside. And I did find a Tracy Newman song. Tracy, most of her career has been as a comedy writer, which I did not know. She wrote for The Drew Carey Show, was a staff writer for Cheers and Ellen. According to Jim, also in her credits, and she received a Peabody Award for her work in television as well.
A Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn. In every school, every day. A Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time for this morning's high clue. And we'll see if you're able to come up with the one answer as based on the 17 syllables you're about to hear. This pectin-based treat appears in Candyland as a mountain and pass. This pectin-based treat appears in Candyland as a mountain and pass. Any idea what the correct answer might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's Tracy Newman and the Reinforcements with a sweet song.
The night shift, he's here now and then. He orders coffee and takes out a pen. I offer him paper. No, this napkin is fine, says the man at table nine. He asks me my age. I'm 21. He smiles and says, how'd you get to be so young? He calls me sunshine, the man at table nine. Table nine's in the back by the payphone. There's always somebody whispering to me. You know you're waiting on the Okie from Muskogee. Even ask waits on me for that song Mama tried. I ask, did you write it? He says every line. I hand him a napkin and ask him to sign. And when I get home, I'm gonna find him online. The man at table nine.
November is falling. I know every night you cannot feel strong. I am on my way to the next church basement. I got coffee and a map and a song. And as I ramble around the highway, Woody Guthrie, watch over me.
Sheridan at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Woody Guthrie, Watch Over Me. And requested by Tommy, Tracy Newman, and the Reinforcements. He wanted to hear more from her. That song called Table 9. With a story about meeting Merle Haggard. A few correct answers to this morning's high clue. A few not correct, too. Here's the high clue again. This pectin-based treat appears in Candyland as a mountain and pass. This pectin-based treat appears in Candyland as a mountain and pass. We did not have Candyland growing up, so I would have trouble with this. I think that helps give it away. Let's see who's gotten it correct. Sophia had a great guess. She's in Slippery Rock, and she had the very first guess. The first guesses are always the most brave, and they can be a little hard. She thought it might be ice cream. It's not ice cream, but that's a great guess, Sophia, and helps us narrow it down. Likewise, Zach had an early guess of Jell-O. Zach is in Pittsburgh. It's not Jell-O, nor is it ice cream. John and Carrick got the correct answer, as did Kathy and Tyonesta. Mike and Mars thought it might be rock candy. Not that. Allie is listening in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Allie. Allie got the correct answer. John and Economy has it, as does Tom and McCandless. Jim and Blackridge and Zach wrote back with the correct answer. And Tommy in Virginia has it as well. And, oh, Dan and Mercer, a good guess, cotton candy, he has guessed, not cotton candy. This pectin-based treat appears in Candyland as a mountain and a pass. It also was a nickname for the Apollo 9 command module. Any ideas? 412-200-5975. Shall we give you a little bit more time? Would you like a little more time? Let us do so.
I am standing by a river. Mother, there's a pain in my heart. I am standing by a river. Mother, won't you soothe my soul? I am standing by a river. The water is cold and the air is still. Mother, take me in your arms and give me peace of mind. There's a boat on the river. Mother, there's a pain in my heart. There's a boat on the river. Mother, won't you soothe my soul? There's a boat on the river. The current is strong and the boat is small. Mother, take me in your arms and give me peace of mind. There are two people rowing. Mother, there's a pain in my heart. There are two people rowing.
Isn't that beautiful? That's Carla Sciacchi, and the song is called Standing by a River. It's from an album called Heart of the Swan, released just a few months ago. Well, did you come up with the correct answer to our high clue? We are about ready to reveal the correct answer. One more time, in case you missed the high clue, this Pecten bass treat appears in Candyland as a mountain and a pass. And we are looking for gumdrops. Gumdrop Mountain and Gumdrop Pass are in the game Candyland. And interestingly, gumdrops were perfected in Ohio by an Ohio chemist. That's something I never knew, but it's hard to trace back the origin of gumdrops, but credit for the modern gumdrop goes to Percy Truesdell in his obituary published in 1948. He took what was once a hard, poorly flavored blob of sugar and turned it into the smooth, chewy delight we enjoy today. At the University of Ohio, he altered the consistency of the candy by experimenting with the amount of starch used. He later worked for the Snyder Chaffee Company until 1915, and then in 1916, founded and incorporated his own company, the P.S. Truesdell Candy Manufacturing company. And at the time of his death, he was known as the Gumdrop King. Quite the moniker. Jim in Blackheart says, I think I'm just a little bit older than the game. He remembers receiving Candyland for Christmas in the early 50s. Mike and Mars knew Gumdrop Dan had another great guess, Cotton Candy. He's in Mercer. Zach got the correct answer. Also coming in from Tommy. And I think I've mentioned them all, Tom and McCandless, John in Economy Borough, Allie in Pittsburgh, Kathy in Tynesta, John in Carrick, all coming up with Gumdrop.
Gumdrop, 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 in the candy shop around the corner, I met a little gal and she's a goner. I looked at her, she looked at me, I stole a kiss and knew he, my heart starts beating.
Gumdrop, gumdrop,
lips kept repeating.
Gumdrop, gumdrop, looks so fine, makes you know she's mine. Gumdrop, gumdrop, oh, 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 oh. Gumdrop, gumdrop, oh, 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 oh. Gumdrop, gumdrop, so good, so good.
She's peaches and cream, Candyman's green. Puts me on a cloud, makes me holler out loud. For the presents I buy, she just wants a honey.
Congratulations again if you got Gumdrop. The Sound Hound is standing by. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, Grove City, WCUC, FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services all listed at slbradio.org/radio.
Well, the lights are on, it's time to go. Gotta hit stage for another show. Knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. I started out all by myself, but I'm lucky now that I found a night. Have you seen what happened? playing around here. You ask most people, they don't care. But now is the time, we have to do things right. So we're knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. From the C-H-I to the S-T-L, I was born to raise a ruckus and do it well. Knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. Take a jazz band with a country beat. It's Midwest and swing for your dancing feet. We're gonna knock the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. Well, have you seen what's happening around here? You ask most people, they don't care. But now is the time, we have to do things right. So we're knocking the dust off the Rust Belt . The man said it could be done, but I lived it, I wrote it in a song I sung. Knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. This ain't your mama and your daddy's Midwest. We have what it takes to stand the test. Knocking the dust off the Rust Belt tonight. Have you seen what's happening around here? You ask most people, they just don't care. But now
there you got your basic Pokey Lafarge and knocking the dust off the old Rust Belt tonight. And the Sound Hound is going to be here in a moment, but we have a special feature. Kelly Prothoe is here, and she's going to share reflections on her relationship with the Hill District. This is one of hundreds and hundreds of oral histories we've recorded.